In an accident, you know who to call, baby. It's Mokarem Injury Lawyers. All right, we're cranking up training camp. Texans, they report tomorrow. Training camp cranks up Wednesday, and they get this thing rolling. What is it, boys? Wednesday at 9 a.m.?
Yes, players report to NRG tomorrow, and then we're out there with them live on Wednesday.
Come on now, 9 a.m. on Wednesday, perfect time for us because it's not as hot, as well as we can get out there and get some good lowdown for all of the Drive listeners. By the time we come on at 2, we will have seen everything. We've had a time to round table it. Maybe we ought to have a daily meeting at Twin Peaks or something. When they practice, we meet. When they practice, we meet, boys. No eye contact from either. Y'all don't like Twin Peaks or y'all don't like the idea?
I like Twin Peaks.
Okay, so there's only one thing left.
I like the idea. And you said every time?
Every time they practice. How about every time we practice, we meet? That's a hell of a commitment, boys. makes for a long season, baby. But Wednesday.
That gives me more and more opportunity to go in there and just, all right, man, just get the queso and add the meat to it, man.
That's right, because you're already tired.
Let's go.
But they crank up Wednesday. And there are for a team that won 10 games in the second round of the playoffs, played some pretty damn good football in 2024. There were a lot of changes or a lot of additions. Let's look at it that way. And today I want to look at the defensive additions that we as Texans fans are going to get to see for the first time. These are guys that we've never seen in a Texans uniform, and we'll see them this year. And here's the interesting thing, boys. As we look at, we talk a lot about the offense, but it seems like every move that the Texans make in terms of like attention grabbing moves, it seems like is most of them have been on the defensive side of the football.
Yep.
And I want to take this approach, Ron, with this conversation because, you know, there's several ways to look at this and we'll get down the list. But I think when the season ended last year, there were two major glaring issues, one on each side of the football. I think one, immediately following the Kansas City game, everybody's wondering, like, how in the hell does the best tight end to ever play the game roam free over the middle of the field in critical moments damn near all game long? Offensively, how can you not protect the quarterback, right? It was the O-line. If you look at the more notable signs or acquisitions, if you will, the new Texans on the defensive side of the football, I don't think it's a stretch to say that DeMeco Ryans has given himself options to where Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes don't play catch over the middle of the field in critical situations next year when it matters the most. I think that, look, the player on the defensive side of the football that's been added that I'm most excited to just watch and to cover overall is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Won a Super Bowl last year. He's got a knack and a nose for the football. He is a guy that you could see being tasked with, you're responsible for a tight end that's getting off, that's just getting off and killing us over the middle of the football. He could be tasked with some of the responsibilities of trying to at least be a problem for that guy.
Ron, another option.
Yeah. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is my number one watch on the defensive side of the football. One, he plays a position, safety, kind of a hybrid type safety, nickel defender. He plays a position that as a media member and as a fan, when you watch him practice, you're going to be able to see flashes. You're going to know where he's at. You're going to know who he is. You're going to hear him as well. He is, on the defensive side of the ball, probably the guy that I'm most excited about covering.
No, and he was the biggest guy they were able to bring in. They get him in the trade with Kenyon Green. You feel like they should instantly win that trade.
Yeah.
They get him in with the trade for Kenyon Green. And, I think they make a position back group that's even stronger and more versatile.
Yeah.
So that gives them more opportunities to do a lot of different things. And hopefully, you know, DeMeco and Matt Burke don't feel compelled to do nothing different, right? They never really did much different in defending Travis Kelce, which was ultimately a big part of how their season ended. They really didn't change much up. Now, they did not have Petrie either in there. They didn't have some of their guys, but hopefully with the group they have back there, they gives them the flexibility to play it and go in a bunch of different ways.
Right. Well, that's where I was going with it. You had no Petrie, so you have Petrie back to address the, not necessarily Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, but because you also have Lamar Jackson, who you got to contain. You have Lamar Jackson, who has Andrews. You have Josh Allen, who's got a couple of guys in Dawson Knox. And what's the kid's name, the better one, the kid from Utah?
Dalton Kincaid.
So it didn't matter who you run up against, this season, you're going to see some good tight ends. At least the teams that you're chasing, the teams you're trying to catch up to. So you get Petrie back. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is an answer there. And then we've talked about this at the linebacker position. EJ Speed is a linebacker that I think is kind of, I know on this show, it's kind of, probably kind of gone under the radar. We haven't necessarily talked about him a ton, but that.
I don't know. You made the statement last week. You said you think he is going to have more than some sort of a backup role.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think he came here to be a backup. I mean, he's a starting linebacker, and he plays the game with a super athletic speed skill set that lends itself to being not only an answer to the problem, the exact problem that we're talking about, we last saw the Texans defense struggle with, but also just add overall speed to that linebacker crew, which has a couple of guys there in the middle that speed and coverage is not their forte. And so I think EJ Speed, again, a big-time sign that all of us fans can get excited about seeing in a Texans uniform, but also an answer to what we saw this defense struggle with last, which is that tight end or that middle-of-the-field coverage, whether it's zone or man. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Petrie coming back, E.J. Speed at the linebacker position, Ron, I expect to be at least an answer and an option there as well.
Yeah, it seems like – at first when they brought him in, I thought they were really protecting themselves, Clint, from not being in a situation last year where Neville Hewitt had to play major snaps, Jake Hansen had to play major snaps, But it does seem like there is a point where you bring a guy in like that who started damn near every game the last couple of years with the Colts and been a primary starter still young and can go and could have gone to multiple different teams. It's probably a thought that he is going to play a bigger role than just the Neville Hewitt role.
Yeah. So, boy, I would think so. I mean, he ain't coming here to be Neville. No offense, Neville. I mean, you got
I'm trying to figure out who the odd man out is, but I guess maybe we'll start to see, especially coming up on Wednesday, where he lines up, which group he's rolling with.
Yeah, we'll see. But I think those are, along with being fascinating signs, entertaining players to watch that play positions that we as fans can see, I really do think they're part of a bigger plan. Along with, by the way, the Texans, it wasn't necessarily breaking news, but the Texans just signed another kind of safety nickel type of coverage defender, Arthur Maulette, who most recently was with the Baltimore Ravens. And, 2 years ago in 2023, had a solid year, made some plays for him, and again, kind of plays that hybrid role. So I don't know where he slots in terms of competition here, but another player that's been added that you can argue is a will be a force over the middle of the field, whether he's pressuring the quarterback, playing zone coverage, or playing man. Now, Ron, I want to jump to two guys that are a little bit lower on the pecking order here, but they are two guys that I think are new, and I think they could be. Like, we've got reason to believe that they could be more than just a depth player, all right? Jalen Smith, a third-round pick out of USC. I've been higher on him than I think most have. It's completely a shot in the dark. I'm really leaning into the fact that he and Kalen Bullock are really good friends, and Kalen Bullock obviously knows the cloth that he's cut from, and so D'Amico Ryans, they trust him. They go out there. They bring in another USC Trojan that can help this secondary. Kalen Bullock played immediately and was a force immediately. Jalen Smith at that third nickel, that third corner position, I think is up for grabs. Jalen Smith could be a rookie to watch there, as well as Damon Arnette, the corner that was a first round draft pick from the Raiders a few years back that got into trouble, that got out of football, was with the Roughnecks, I believe, this past year.
Yep.
Kind of revived his football, professional football career, and the Texans have signed him. Uber talented. A handful of years ago before he got into trouble.
I was going to say he was.
Yeah.
I wonder what he is now in the NFL.
Yeah, has he really not just straightened up but cleaned up. I mean, you got, in order to rebound on something like that, it ain't about just acting right. Yeah, just acting right will get you a chance, but like literally being the best version of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally that you can be is the only chance you got to survive and get back in the league. Has Damon Arnett been able to do that? Those two guys right there, Ryan, not to mention that number three corner position is extremely important, but those two guys right there right now, I believe, are the two guys, or two of the guys that are competing that I think are going to be fun to watch this training camp.
Yeah, and with the retirement that I think caught him off guard of Ronald Darby, that has kind of opened up the lane for them to go after and add more cornerback help, which led them to Damon Arnett. And listen, as you said, he was a first-round draft pick, but the other part is like I said, he hadn't played since 2022 against NFL talent.
Yep.
And is he the same guy? And he's 28, still young. Is he the same dude that the Raiders took a chance on, the Dolphins and the Chiefs took a chance on? But it has been several years since he has played against NFL talent. That's just the other thing to watch.
Last but not least, talking about Texans defensive additions that fans should be excited to watch this coming season and damn sure watching camp. A familiar face, one of them that is back. We've seen him in a Texans uniform. In fact, we've seen him make big-time plays in a Texans uniform. But, Ron, you added this one to the list, and I agree, man. Sheldon Rankins.
Bad MF-er.
Yeah, I mean, look, a guy that I believe a big part of the appeal 2 years ago was Sheldon Rankins is a guy that's going to help us set the standard and build the culture here in Houston. He is an older player that is a lead-by-example type of guy. He leaves, you miss him, you bring him back in, you add him to, I would say, a good defensive tackle room. Nothing flashy, but a good defensive tackle room. You add another rotational piece right there in Sheldon Rankins. We've seen him in the uniform before, but he will be a big add this year.
Yeah.
Or at least I hope he is.
Well, to me, it's just, you start to look at, all right, what are the positions that you think are, I don't want to use this word, but weakest position.
Sure.
And interior defensive tackle, that's just, let's just say this, that's a spot where you don't look at there and say, well, they got a game changer there.
Yeah.
Like everywhere else in many spots, you can look at it and say, they got a Pro Bowl type player there. They've got rotational guys, and this was a guy that was a guy who could rush the quarterback from the inside. We watched him 2 years ago. D'Amico and them know him. They wanted him last year. They just weren't able to go over the bid that the Bengals had and didn't want to top that offer. But I like the thought when you're thinking, all right, man, we're going to be more rotational there. We're going to have guys like Foley Fatakasi. We're going to have Edwards Jr. We're going to have Tim Settle in there. We're going to have four or five different guys that are rotating through. You know, this is a guy that we've seen rush the passer, 3 sacks against Burrow 2 years ago in one game. I think that's one to watch as well, right? And they probably got him at a much better bargain. They were going to try to get him for multiple years last year, and they got him after he leaves Cincinnati. So Sheldon Rankins, they know what they have there, is one to watch too.
All right, Texans defensive additions to watch in camp this year. The new guys, if you will, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, E.J. Speed, Jalen Smith, the rookie, Damon Arnett, Sheldon Rankins, and then I think I do think the guy they just signed, Arthur Mollett, I do think he fits in, could potentially fit in there as players to watch on the defensive side of the ball. Boys, I got a question. I'm considering hiring a private investigator to follow my wife.
That's a weird statement.
Well, it started with my three and a half year old right now has got blonde hair and blue eyes. We both have brown hair and brown eyes.
I just think, oh, you're going to hire the, what's that show?
This is an error. I think this is a terrible idea.